Let Your Geek Side Show. Pop culture news now.
Hey, this is Chris, and here are your daily geek headlines. In Black Panther news, Black Panther has officially surpassed $700 million at the global box office after a record-breaking second weekend in theaters. On its second Friday-Sunday frame, Black Panther earned $108 million domestically, and the film now ranks as the third fastest grosser of all time. In Superman news, fans now have their first look at Death of Superman, the latest animated film from DC and Warner Brothers Animation. The image shows Superman rescuing Lois Lane in Metropolis. Death of Superman has no release date yet, but it is the first of a two-part storyline which concludes with Reign of the Superman. In Marvel movie news, following an exchange on Twitter with director James Gunn, Mark Hamill may have just landed himself a role in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. There is no guarantee it will happen, but Gunn and Hamill have agreed to meet and discuss the possibility of a cameo over some coffee. In Netflix news, writer and showrunner Lauren Hissrich revealed on Twitter that the script for the pilot of The Witcher is now complete. The Netflix adaptation of this fantasy action franchise will be based on the novels rather than the plots of the video games. No casting or release date information is available for The Witcher at this time. In celebrity news, on Sunday, February 25th, director Kevin Smith tweeted a selfie in a hospital gown, announcing that he suffered a massive heart attack. The crisis happened during one of his shows, but he was able to make it to the hospital in time to receive treatment. Smith ended his tweet with, "For now, I'm still above ground. We wish him a speedy recovery." Before we go, Let Your Geek Side Show would like to acknowledge the life of animator Bud Lucky. Lucky was known for designing Woody in Toy Story, as well as animating many cartoons for Sesame Street. He passed away on Saturday, February 24th, at the age of 83. Did you know you can now get our daily updates streamed for free on your favorite podcasting platform? Now there are even more ways to let your geek side show. This has been your daily Geek Headlines update. For more ad-free pop culture news and content, visit geeksideshow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.